This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Tuesday, that is 13th of October. Well, bulls displayed their strength as Nifty managed to recoup losses and closed in the green marginally for the ninth consecutive day in a row on Tuesday. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street. The Sensex rose 31 points to close at 40,625, while the Nifty 50 closed with marginal gains of just 3.5 points to close at 11,934. Now, stimulus announcement by the government ahead of festival season failed to lift sentiment, which led to some bit of consolidation on D Street. Now, going forward, consolidation is expected as Nifty trades near overbought levels. Now, if you look at in terms of sectors, well, the action was seen in energy, IT, power and metal stocks, while profit taking was visible in healthcare, consumer durables and finance stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index closed 0.29% lower, while the small-cap index closed with losses of just 0.12%. Top Nifty gainers include names like Infosys, Kotak Bank and HCL Technologies. Top Nifty losers include names like Divi's Laboratories, Adani Ports, Titan and Cipla. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the energy index rose 1.5%, followed by the IT index, which was up 1.4%, and the power index closed with gains of 0.67%. Now, profit taking was visible in the healthcare index, which was down 1.2%, followed by the consumer durable index, which fell 1.1%, and the BankEx was down by 0.79%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Exide Industries, BHEL, Lupin, as well as Vedanta. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Vedanta, Coforge and Ambuja Cements, while short buildup was seen in stocks like REC, LIC Housing and Escorts. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Coforge, L&T Technology Services and JK Cement. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a doji kind of a pattern on the daily charts. In fact, it consolidated in the broader trading range of 11,888 to 11,988. Now, Nifty continued the formation of high lows of last 12 trading session but failed to surpass previous day's high and a psychological 12,000 mark. That's what Chandan Tapari of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited said. Now, Nifty has to continue to hold above 11,850 to witness an up move towards 12,000 and then 12,100, while on the downside, major support exists at 11,750. That's what Chandan Tapari said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.